This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Man, you found the hole in yarn, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know.
Sam Cooke, our musical guest. I like that. That's what Charlie Tuna does. He says musical guest, and it makes it sound bigger. Thank you, Sam, for all your contributions to the show. Hollywood Casino Press Box, Martin Kilquin, Charlie Marlowe, Jim Huer, Brian Hoffman, a cast of thousands here getting you ready for a big sports weekend, a big party weekend. Cinco de Mayo, Rosalita's the place to be. Very festive, and that includes the Mechanical Bull, which is not out yet. Otherwise, Chuck would have partaken. Strick said he won a contest riding a mechanical bull, and then he quickly backpedaled on that and said, or maybe I didn't. He kind of has.
It's actually Joel Goldberg.
Which it's really one or the other, right? Either won or you lost.
I do have occasional memory lapses where I think I was at an event, but I actually wasn't at an event. But winning a prize for riding a mechanical bull, I probably would remember whether I did
or did
not.
It's a very specific thing.
Correct. Either you did or you didn't, and he. He claimed it and then quickly said, or maybe I didn't
like
win.
Like sporting events you've been to can all kind of mesh together. If you've been to enough
that's
of them,
true.
You kind of lose track of which ones you've attended.
Somebody
and
asked me the other day, how many hockey rinks have you been to? And I said, boy, I have no idea. And I said, wait a minute. Okay, San Jose, Phoenix, Chicago, Detroit. Started walking through them, but off the top of my head, I was like, I don't know, probably 10 to 15. And I counted. It was like 7.
And that's why, look, back in the day.
Good answer, Strick. Good answer.
When Roger Clemens said he misremembered, we're like, come on, that guy's lying. And to be fair, allegedly, he probably was. But then as you get older, you realize you do misremember a lot of things. For example, in talking about Dallas, I know for a fact I was there 3 years ago for Game 7, and I don't remember if I was there for Game 5 as well. Right, because it had been two times one game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I was there both times.
I think you were.
I was too, but I can't remember.
No, I'm better at remembering for other people than I am remembering whether I was there. And that's one of the questions I wanted to ask. Granted, the other night it was lively, and they won that game, and they played well. But it does seem to be a very unintimidating building, and I don't know why. I know a lot of them are generic right now, but you had the whole Winnipeg whiteout, and that seemed to be a hard place to go and win, even though they won three. Out of three, I guess it wasn't that hard. But the Dallas Arena, the American Airlines Arena, is there anything unique? Did it feel like, like in San Jose, that Shark Tank, I think that's a tough place to win.
The United Center seems loud when the Hawks are
100%.
Playing. That seems Hawks like a are. Good atmosphere.
I can tell you at San Jose, they secretly pipe in.
Jeff Fisher
really?
Says that.
Ooh,
Jeff Fisher actually. We
talked to the league. I was actually in there.
You saw him doing it? Turning the lever?
I was to set up years ago.
Yeah.
I was the only one in the place, and I'm hearing noise, and I'm looking around, and I don't see, and then I realized there's a speaker above me, and they had a low crowd noise.
It's not a bad idea to just have a slow din of.
That's exactly what it was.
And the Blues are leading 3-0 in San Jose, and the place is dead, but you still are. Not a bad. Let's do that laugh track for this show.
How about Jose Martinez's?
Oh yeah,
media chuckle.
Oh, and we were going to probably get to this.
Pipe it in.
We're probably going to get to this in the midday grind, but I needed to tell you something, Charlie.
Uh oh.
When talking to Tony La Russa, the weekly visit, Tony Talk, you can find it scoops@dannymac.com. He was one of the questions from a listener was about 2011 and when did he know he was going to retire, and he's given this long answer, and then he mentions, well, you remember I had shingles. And I thought, this is my chance. This is my entry, because Charlie thinks it's funny that he had shingles.
Yeah, that's 5% funny. Don't misrepresent.
No, yeah, that's a very good point to make, man. You're having a good day.
That was the first part. That I needed that for Frank before he left.
He thought that was actually Danny Mac talking to him.
Yeah.
Remember, I had shingles there in late April, May.
That was doctored by Hoff. My request, just for you.
I love it.
Martin will.
I love it.
Martin sometimes will send suggestions on things to pull, and a lot of times, I'm not going to say vague, but it says, hey, you know, if you could just pull this clip or whatever. At some point, he said this. Yesterday afternoon, I get a text from Martin regarding this soundbite.
No, yeah, that's a very good point to make, man. You're having a good day.
Asking me to pull it, and he time-stamped it. He said at what specific time
egomaniac
in the interview he said this. Because 17 minutes and 2 seconds in, Tony La Russa said.
No, yeah, that's a very good point to make, man. You're having a good day.
It was the most specific request I've ever had from Martin.
Which is true, because Frank and I always go back and forth, and I thought, now, it's one thing when the beat writer from Winnipeg says to Frank, oh, that's a great one. That doesn't count. This is Hall of Fame manager saying, having a big, big day, okay, Frank? Take that, even though you're not listening because you walked out.
There in late April, May.
Because
that's nothing. That's well done.
And when we talked about it, I said at one point I may ask him, and I was just, you know, he was given a serious answer about an interesting story in 2011 about when he knew he was retiring, and I thought, boy, do I go there now?
Do it off camera, off interview first. Broach the topic.
See, I got
He'll
this
laugh
guy,
about
Chuck,
it now.
Who really is a big fan of yours, but he thinks it's funny you had shingles. There's nothing funny about that.
I said kind of funny.
5% funny.
I said kind of funny, and I stand by that. I'm very confident in my approach, and a lot of people have texted me and the text line agreeing with me.
And I'm Buzzkill.
You're Buzzkill Coin. Always have
Buzzkill.
Yes.
Always will Buzzkill Coin. So they pump in music and noise and all that in San Jose. In Dallas, it just seems like very maybe cosmopolitan hockey crowd. Probably having martinis. Although the Stars,
I don't know about that.
Stars do give away, I like this. You know, we have the hard hat and the Plager Award and the boxing gloves. There's always something after the game to give away. The Stars give out the cowboy hat, whoever was the big cowboy after the game. I kind of like that.
Stars, they do it up, and I mentioned this before, but the laser light show beforehand, all the green, eerie music.
You just like the EDM music.
They have like an EDM show for one of the intermissions where they're just rocking the music. Everybody has those thunder sticks and all that light up green, so it looks kind of cool. But for comparison's sake, just I'll say the last, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years of visiting playoff opposing rinks, you know, if you look at Bridgestone, United Center, Dallas with American Airlines Center, and then if you compare it to the Blues, I do feel like of those four that I've been to for the postseason the last couple of years, Dallas is probably the least imposing building, I would say. I think Enterprise Center, it feels kind of, and I say this in a good way, like an old barn. You know what I'm saying? Although it looks nice, it's renovated, it feels like kind of old school
it's
hockey.
Just dumpy enough.
In a good way, in the same way I feel like United Center is that way. Bridgestone just brings that energy with all their country buggers, with the country music, with the linemen. They're drinking beers out of Catfish. They're taking their shirts off. Jeff Fisher's there. So, again, of those four buildings, I would say Dallas is the least imposing.
It's also crowd-wise. Just very large. So you're so far away from the puck.
You're really high up in the press box.
Did you see Mark Cuban
there?
You're
a mile up. Did not see Mark Cuban. Dirk was there, though, as was Ezekiel Elliott for game three. I'm not sure if they were back for game four.
I think Zeke probably got tired of all the social media, like, you're rooting for us, you're rooting for them. I don't think he can win in that debate. So if I were him, I would have just skipped the game or sat in somebody's box so you could be left alone.
He was hanging out with Dirk after he was down there on the glass. And like I said, I saw one goal in game three where Dallas scored early. And I checked because they had just put Zeke on the Jumbotron. And I looked, and he was not clapping. So maybe he's being neutral there.
I think later that night, he followed the Blues on Twitter, and they screen-grabbed and said, we knew where your heart was at or who you're rooting for.
I did find it funny on Twitter, and I know that being a fan of a sports team means you have to hate the opposing city that you're playing at any given time.
Did Woody Page always write that column? Whenever Denver was in a playoff, so he was the guy, the hack, that would always write, the city was terrible.
I saw someone, it was just in a long discussion back and forth, Blue Stars, and a Dallas Stars fan said, nothing good has ever come out of St. Louis. And my thought was, well, you're starting goaltender, and your football team's starting running back.
Yeah, if
ever. Both out of St. Louis.
Pretty good start. Yes. Maybe the dumbest claim ever. You can make fun of our pizza if you like.
Right.
That. Yeah.
But now, take away Bishop.
Two key components of your pro sports franchises have come out of St. Louis.
I hope you chimed in.
No, I don't. When I see a long discussion, I stay away. Because then your notifications just blow up, and it's no fun.
Texas Rangers fans would also probably remember a St. Louis native named David Freese, who didn't treat their team very well back in 2011, the year that Tony had shingles.
Everybody had shingles there in late April, May.
Hilarious.
So now, So every 2011 reference now will prompt Hoff.
The year
to play
of the
that,
shingles.
Prompt Hoff to play that clip. More intense hockey breakdown just like this. Coming up next hour, Midday Grind, coming to you live downtown St. Louis, 13th and Washington.
Did we talk hockey at all this segment? That's what we teased.
Buildings, barns.
We just talked arenas and then.
Hockey guys like me, we call them barns.
Barns, yeah. Okay.
But we'll get into Charlie's line proposals for Chief.
I got some thoughts. I thought, truthfully, I thought, I don't know if you guys got to hear this. We always obviously listen to Craig Berube in the postgame show. I know Midwest is doing it. But Jim Montgomery had some really interesting comments after game four, just talking about the series and how it will play out moving forward.
All right, talk about that. A little bit of business before the top of the hour.
Cardinals.com/promotions is where you can find the promotional list for the Cardinals coming up. They have the Roberto Clemente, Yadier Molina dual bobblehead, the two great humanitarians, on their own bobblehead. That is next weekend against the Pirates. Also, I believe it's on ad Sunday, is the cross body bag, which despite its title is actually a good thing.
Just going to be killing people and
body
taking
bags
out body bags.
Aren't great, but crossbody bags are. That's the Sunday giveaway. Cardinals, Pirates, next weekend here at Busch Stadium, cardinals.com/promotions.
All right, we'll come back. We'll promote the text line and not read text. It's the Midday Grind live downtown St. Louis. Rosalita is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo weekend.